This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. That's Erica.
That's judgy Christian.
And that's Josh.
And we are
the judgies.
Guys, look, I'm coming in hot. I'm on my ADHD shit tonight.
Oh.
My girlfriend and I, Aurora, watched The Cat in the Hat. Not The Cat in the Hat. Completely separate. Great movie. We watched Scooby-Doo, the live-action one.
Which
first one?
Spooky
Island, okay?
It's a good one.
And this might be a controversial take.
As are all of your takes.
That might be, like, no hyperbole here. The best movie ever made.
Yes, I honestly agree with that.
Like, it's supposed to be very good.
For what?
Have you not seen it?
Not since I was 13, maybe.
Oh, we're going to watch it.
Jane, my D, to fucking Velma.
So I do have a lot of issues with the movie, but for what the movie is like meant to be, it's so fucking good.
And it's got Sugar Ray in it. So like,
yeah,
obviously it's great.
So, and they do stunts. Mm-hmm. Like it's not just a scene. Like they do like some zombie shit and chase down the crew. A spoiler.
They stun it up.
But for like obviously you're going to sit here and be like, what about like Planes, Trains and Automobiles or like. Citizen Kane or like Titanic, you'd be like, okay, those all have like a different, those are meant to be like sentimental and like good stories.
Okay, yeah.
But for what this movie is supposed to be, which is a live action remake of a Scooby-Doo,
mm-hmm.
It's not even a remake, like a live action telling of a Scooby-Doo story.
It's meant to be dog shit. It's meant to just be utter dog shit.
It's so good. There is some racist stuff in it, but I mean, it was from 2003, so.
We're not making excuses. Freddie Prinze Jr., come on. You can do better than that.
Is that who does it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember if Freddie Prinze does it, but there is some definite, his wife, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, who plays Daphne.
Mm-hmm. You know her name.
I know I do.
Sarah?
Nope.
No. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I couldn't remember it either. That's why I was like, you know it.
You got it. She does some weird stuff with, I mean, it's weird, but anyway, that movie's
like
fucking
hot
good.
Weird though.
No, like there's like a whole voodoo person on the island
the whole
for no
movie
fucking
is,
reason.
Like, super hot, right?
Well, now here's my
is it
other
only
take.
Hot because I was 13 and I
no.
saw
so Velma up, like Velma. Velma's whole character arc is like I'm not hot and that sucks for me, which okay. is a bad character arc.
No,
obviously.
That's a pretty good character
because she goes to fucking NASA. Okay, all right, this is canonical. We don't need to talk about this too much.
No, let's do
a deep dive into Scooby-Doo's.
But halfway through the movie, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, pause the pod, go watch it. It's amazing. You won't be disappointed. about halfway through the movie, they get captured by the bad guys and their soul gets sucked out of them. They get replaced by these monsters inside of them, right? And so Velma goes from like the nerdy chick into the hot chick. And so she's all preppy and she has like a ton of makeup on. And then wears a shirt and she has like cleavage showing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then not long after the monster gets pulled out of her, And then she goes back into her body. But then she just keeps her tits out for no fucking reason.
I mean, yeah.
And watching the deleted scenes really puts it into context. Because there are some plot holes in the movie.
But if you watch the deleted scenes,
every single plot hole is like covered. And like it sort of explains why Velma did that. And they deleted not one, but two musical numbers from Velma specifically.
That's a good idea.
Which is fucking insane that she had two musical numbers.
That is wild, but I'm very glad they did.
Yeah, absolutely.
We, not that long ago, just watched a Scooby-Doo movie. Zombie Island.
Fucking slaps.
It's one of the cartoon ones. Mm. It's such a good movie.
It's the best Scooby-Doo movie ever made.
Hanna and Barbera had their shit together.
Hanna-Barbera?
Huh?
Hanna-Barbera?
Barbera.
It's Barbera. Erica's one fucking dead. They're not both dead? How are they not both dead?
I think, actually, they might both be dead, but in 2003, the one was still alive, and he had commentary on the DVD extras. Anyway, guys, what do we do here?
We go on long tangents about random shit.
And we go on long tangents about Reddit stories
and
that we read.
Sometimes I do that. What were you saying?
And sometimes Erica does that. She's going to read some Reddit stories for us. We're going to laugh. We're going to guffaw. We're going to chuff. We're going to squeal.
Is chuff a word for laugh?
No. We're going to be chuffed. Absolutely. Okay. We're going to be chuffed.
Absolutely.
We're going to be chortled of ourselves.
Boys.
Gal.
Are you ready for a new subreddit alert? Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Changing it up on
us. It's actually pronounce whoop.
Whoop. So this, I'll give you the title first.
Of the subreddit?
No.
Okay.
And then I want you to guess what the subreddit is.
All right.
Except for Christian can't guess because he already knows.
r/Scooby-Doo movie.
You weren't supposed to read that, dude.
So the title of the post is, in brackets, Designer Fabrics. Members of Designer Fabrics Facebook group loses their mind after a person posts a bag they made to carry their gun in.
r/conservative.
I was going to say Second Amendment, 2A.
Mm-mm.
What is it?
r/hobby drama.
Hobby drama. Mm-hmm. Ah, the bag making is the issue here.
Mm-hmm.
That was a term I was
not... You should have known that fabric never goes with a Glock 19. God damn it, Linda.
You ready?
Was I close?
No. Users in a coffee faucet pronounced coffee and facet like Basset Hound.
Okay.
So this coffee facet group worship their one and only true lord, coffee facet. Can I say it enough?
I think we need a stop. It was already not a word.
She was a facet. Can I say it anymore?
Wasn't Mussolini a facet?
If he wasn't, then I don't know who was, man. When you were first saying, I did think she was trying to say cofefe, which is also very funny, spoken by another facet.
An older dude who designs unique and crazy fabrics. Mainly his target demographic is middle-aged to older ladies. So there is quite a lot of love for coffee.
They're all trying to fuck coffee?
This is like the Hugh Hefner of handbags?
Yeah. No, just a fabric. He's a fabric designer.
Oh, he only makes... Okay.
He designs fabric.
Okay.
Okay? Coffee does world tours of his sewing classes, so a lot of the ladies in the group have met him, too.
I didn't realize Coffee was his name.
Be warned, if you spell his name wrong, you will be swiftly chastised.
How's it spelled?
So we know.
K-A-F-F-E-E. Just kidding, there's only one E. I was looking at the pronunciation.
You were about to be chastised.
K-A-F-F-E, facet, F-A-S-S-E-T.
Oh, I thought it was F-A-C-E-T.
Nope.
That's his name, it's just Cafe Facet then.
Cafe?
Yeah.
Facet.
Okay.
Yep.
We need to stop saying this word, guys. This is a bad word.
It's a bad word. It's a slur for...
Dude, it's his name. All right. Along comes a middle-aged American lady who loves guns and freedom.
Who doesn't, brother?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Name one American lady who don't.
That's what I thought.
She proudly posts a picture of her gun bag using Coffee Facet's fabrics. Say that 10 times fast. To the utter dismay of some Karens in the group. Shit flinging ensues. How dare you use Cafe Facet on such a horrible weapon? Take this down. This is poor taste, and you should be ashamed. There were also people who were upset for other reasons. You can't tell her what to make and what to post. It's her freedom to use a gun, and there are no rules on what can be made from this fabric. There are tons and tons of offshoots of comments going in these general directions. The poor lady is harassed with private messages and eventually deletes her original post and posts a new post saying she is leaving and never encountered such hate in a sewing group. You think it would end here, but no. This whole incident set off a chain reaction. Suddenly, posts start flying in on people asking for advice on how to make bags for their big black dildos, bazookas, lube, BDSM whips, you name it.
One of those things doesn't belong in that list.
Lube?
Bazookas.
Who needs a bag for a lube?
True. Honestly.
You're dumping it out of the container into just like a cloth bag. And like, honey, we got to use this week. It's going to seep out.
Do you think the bag would act more like a sponge?
And then you could just fucking boof the bag.
What does that mean?
Shove it up the old poop chute.
That's what boof means?
Yeah. It's hiding drugs or concealing contraband in your asshole, yeah.
You guys, you learn something new every day on this pod. We learned three
new words. Boof, cafe, and facet.
All right. Basically anything that will cause offense. Women in the comments beg and plead for the post to be taken down or they will have to leave the group and inform cafe.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Or cafe. They will give a written bollocking in the comments, left the group, and I assume...
Is that a fourth new word? What's a bollocking?
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 Oh, bollocking.
Bollocking.
Okay.
They were given a written bollocking in the comments.
I heard bollocking.
They
That's
left
a whole
the group.
Other bag.
And I assume Cafe's PA, personal assistant, didn't even bother to read their inevitable messages. So what happened after this? Well, all the posts were deleted and things got back to normal. It was not mentioned nor talked about again, and everyone went back to asking questions or posting their creations in the group.
Wow.
Fucking never cancel, happened. Cancel culture, dude.
My goodness.
In my mind, a gun bag is like just like a Fortnite skin for a gun or like a Call of Duty skin. Just like absolutely tight on the gun all around just to like make it look just fucking gaudy as hell.
Patterned.
Yeah. It's just got like a bear with a parasol and like a baby crib over and over and over again on your fucking AR-15 and you're trying to act like a badass posting on a sewing group because you need validation online for your gun bag.
I can't wait when this episode's over to go look up what his fabric designs look like because I
do it right now.
Do you think it has any as much power as like a Frank Lloyd Wright? Is that his name?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hope so.
Like it's as important Frank Lloyd Wright is to the Chicagoland area. Like,
you mean the entire American architectural scene? But okay, go on.
But like,
you're not wrong.
We
have a very distinct love for Frank Lloyd Wright in our lives.
I mean, you're not Frank Lloyd wrong. but like, do you think there's like wherever this guy's from? Like, it's like the same thing of like every single like. Time there's somebody trying to imitate it, like, oh my god, is that a cafe? And like, no, it's fake, honey. That's someone who tried to do it in the 80s who wasn't as good as him in the 30s.
Oh.
Is it bad?
I'm not a fan.
Are they ugly or are they offensive?
No, they're just ugly.
All I could think of this entire time was the classic Vine of...
Oh, it looks like wallpaper from the 50s.
You spilt lipstick in my Valentino white bag? All I can think of...
You spilled lipstick in my Cafe Facet bag? I literally tore that exact print off my fucking dining room walls.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Well, that one's just flowers. Just... That one's nice.
No. That's cabbage leaves, let's be real. What? I mean, he is a cute little old man, though.
Well, that saves it.
Damn.
Like, he's got his hooks in
you. He's got his hooks in you. You're trying to fuck a
cafe. You look up a picture, he's got double harness pistols on both on both waists.
Cabbage. cabbage flower.
Like, look how cute he is. He's just like a cute little old guy.
That's how they lure you in, Eric. You shouldn't be falling for this.
Haven't you ever seen the SpongeBob movie?
You hear how big his ego was? He loses it when you spell his name wrong.
No, the group loses it, not him. It's him.
It'd be like if you spelled Taylor Swift's name like T-A-L-E-R, and like Swifties would just not be having it.
It's true.
It's clearly A-R. Come on.
Taylor.
15. What?
Huh?
Huh?
15. Yeah. So that's A-R. Some hobby drama for you guys.
Nice. Hobby drama.
Hobby drama.
I wish I could have been a part of that. Don't you, like, sometimes you read these stories and it's like, I wish I could have been there, like, front row.
Yeah.
I don't want it, like, third-hand account. I want to be on the sidelines to see the shit go down.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start joining Facebook hobby groups.
Do it.
Just, what hobby, like, not even hobbies that you're interested in?
Yeah, I'm just going to, like, creep into it. I'm going to fake doing the hobbies. I'm going to have to start learning Photoshop, like, actually proficiently so I can fake me doing hobbies.
Christian holding up a Valentino white bag. Now, you said hobby drama. Of course, I thought you were talking about Dobbyhama, which is when the elf from Harry Potter does something that Hama is, which is a waterbending master from the Southern Water Tribe.
Oh.
Thoughts?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't Hama the bloodbender?
Yeah.
And there you go. I thought it was about Dobbyhama, which is where Dobby from Harry Potter is no longer a free elf because he's being controlled by Hama from Avatar.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Bending his blood.
The two worlds cross paths.
Speaking of Avatar, did you guys see that they're going to do a whole, like, new universe? And I'm just so excited about it. And they've got the original content creators. And I'm losing my mind. I'm so stoked for this, dude. Have you seen it?
I will say, if Scooby-Doo is the best movie ever made, Avatar live-action movie is the second best movie ever made.
No. If you would have said that Avatar is the best TV show ever made, then yes, I would agree with you.
I'm pretty upset now. I know it was a joke, but it's still like I have such a visceral reaction to it that I'm still upset about it. I can't even laugh at this.
I don't know. I just feel like Aang wasn't given a fair chance. Let's get on to the next one.
The next one, another new subreddit.
Woo! We're just, that's like four episodes in a row with new subs.
Yeah, well, it's going a little dry. Yeah. Can only read so many bad boyfriends.
That's fair.
So this one is called r/entitledparents.
Oh, baby. I know all about this.
We love you, Angel. At least we do. Me and Christian do.
Oh, we're talking about your mom.
Oh, then yes, I understand. Okay. This title is Entitled Mother and Kid Try to Steal My Cat from My Backyard.
This sounds like Eric and Tasha.
I think I saw this on the news.
No joke. This literally happened, and my cats are now locked inside. To make a long story short, my cats were lead trained to stay in the backyard, so I can let them outside when they're energized, and I'll just check on them every couple minutes. And they have stacked, like, outdoor furniture they love to hide in. One cat is very skittish around strangers, and she'll hide, while the other cats will just bolt if he's wary or energized. Both cats have a I'm-tolerating-you relationship, so when I looked to check on them, I was startled to see them both in a corner together. Then I saw the kid and her mother cornering them. I was pretty pissed and rushed out and started yelling at them, scaring the mom and her kid pretty badly. Of course, when my cats saw the door open, they rushed to it and mom tried to grab them. The female cat lashed out and clawed her hand pretty good, making the entitled mother yell and recoil, letting my cats escape inside. The entitled kid starts crying because the pretty kitties got away and she wanted a kitty cat right now.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, if I see something I want, I get it.
Obviously, you got to have it right now.
Ariana Grande taught me that.
Okay.
Entitled. Name the song, then.
Seven Things. Seven Rings, sorry. Seven Things is Miley Cyrus. Also, her name was Kat on
also, it's 10 Things, but
Victorious.
Sure.
Miss Everdeen? Oh, okay, never mind. Different.
Entitled mother yelled at me that she was going to report me for assault. Well, I yelled from my back door that I was already on the phone with 911, reporting her for trespassing and attempted cat theft. Cat napping, if you will.
Oof. It's a serious offense.
Mm-hmm. She screamed at me in rage before grabbing her wailing kid and storming out of my yard. I had actually dialed 911, and the dispatcher heard the exchange and assured me that the entitled mother did try to report me If she did try to report me, it wouldn't work because she was in the wrong. About 10 minutes later, cops pulled up and I gave my statement, descriptions, and pointed which direction the entitled mother and kid had fled.
Fucking narc. Narc.
The cops wrote it all down before one told me that I wasn't the first to call from this area. Apparently, the entitled mother had been attempting to lure out other pets her kids wanted.
Just roaming the neighborhood?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The cops were just trying to figure out who she was. No one, including me, recognized her or her kid, and she was getting more brazen. My yard was actually the first that they had trespassed onto. My cats are now being locked indoors for the foreseeable future, and I've warned a few of my neighbors who I know have pets about this in case they didn't know.
Those cats have to be so fucking annoying now.
Probably.
Once cats have a habit, and just like, you know what? You're not going outside anymore. They are just going to, all fucking day, they're going to be scratching at the door and meowing at you.
What does it mean, lead drained?
I thought the same thing.
I know what a lead is.
They're like, can be on a leash? What?
So what I'm guessing is, like, that's how you would lead train a dog. You put them on a leash, and then you walk them around the perimeter of your property, and anytime they try to stay, you bring them back.
Or leave, you mean?
I gotcha. Like, anytime they try to leave your property.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I say?
Stay.
So you said stay, which is what you want them to be doing.
Sorry, my brain's fried.
You fucking yank them. If they try to stay in your property, you yank them off of it.
You give them a boot. Kick them off.
It's a wild move by this mom. I can understand trying to steal somebody's dog, because the worst part about getting a new dog is training it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get an already trained dog, that's smart. That mom's smart.
Yeah.
But a cat.
These cats are already trained, though.
That's why. But you really never know what you're getting with a cat.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a wild assumption. You're just going to get a good cat.
It's a risk you have to take.
How old was the kid?
It didn't say.
24?
So
yeah, I don't think it said.
Yeah, trespassing into a neighborhood that you don't even. Why that neighborhood? Why that neighborhood specifically?
It has to be like adjacent to their own.
You would think, like, right?
I can't steal a dog in my neighborhood.
Yeah, that'd be suspicious.
Yeah,
a couple they're blocks all gonna, over.
I go to take the dog for a walk one day, and then my neighbors are like, "That's my fucking dog." So I'll go to the neighborhood next door.
It's like why you go to the other neighborhood on Halloween. They got better animals. They got better candy bars.
That way when they see your shit costume, you don't have to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he makes a note here. He or she didn't say. Anyway, they make a note. The yard is fenced, but it's a 5-foot-high wooden one. So she had to be stalking out my yard. And given I tend to take baby boy on walks on his leash.
Ugh.
Baby boy.
Both cats are microchipped. And yes, there is now a baseball bat by the back door, but the cats are still staying in. Better to be safe than sorry.
Do you think he's training the cats how to use the baseball bat?
Yes.
Baseball cat, baby.
Mm-hmm.
May only be 3 strikes, but there's 9 innings, just like there's 9 lives.
Boo.
That's why cats like baseball so much.
Mm-hmm.
When are we making...
It's not the butts and the baseball pants.
That's why you like it. When are we making...
The cat version of Air Bud with baseball. Who's going to fund this project?
Huh. Do we make a Patreon stretch goal?
Yeah, I think so.
If we get to 1,000 monthly Patreons, we'll use that money to fund, shoot, direct, produce, cut, edit, and distribute.
That should cover
Air Cat.
Don't even give the cat a name. Just call the cat.
Air Cat. Baseball, baby.
No, thanks. I don't want to be a part of that project.
What would be the best position for a cat to play?
Shortstop.
Oh, okay. Never mind. She knows more about baseball than me.
Worst is definitely... I mean, shortstop's one of the most important positions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a cat would be very good.
Probably
at it.
First base then, right?
No.
No, maybe third.
Outfield.
Like deep right? The one that nobody hits to?
No, you would want left.
Whatever.
Oh, no. Deep right. You're correct. I'm left-handed, so I always pull to the right side of the field.
So you want to be hitting to a cat. You want to bump your numbers.
You're trying to bump those numbers.
You're trying to get a ground triple.
You know what? I'm moving on to the next story. You're
trying to get an in-the-park goddamn home run.
Moving on to the next story.
What would be the worst spot? Catcher, right?
Just it's gotta be catcher.
Pitcher? A cat can't throw.
You can't catch neither. You gotta get a new cat every pitch.
Oh my God. Take
that cat out, throwing 90-mile-an-hour heaters at it.
All right, so.
Well, what time are we at? Should we take a little cat nap, or we got time for another story?
This one's short, Christian.
Okay.
What do you listen to your wife for once?
Yeah.
Well.
Buddy.
You're not like a cat. You don't have 9 wives.
Better not.
I'll never tell.
I think we've done malicious compliance before, haven't we?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Can I get a whoop anyway?
No.
No. That would be honestly sully the pod.
Yeah, it'd be an affront.
That'd be like landing the pod a plane. Continue.
Shut the fuck up.
Try telling a queer scientist that he has no choice. Okay? My husband.
Okay.
My husband, Chad.
Bad name.
Yeah. Is naturally a better decorator than many professional designers that have their own shows. Years ago, when he lived in an apartment complex, the rental office staff became aware of how beautiful he decorated his apartment. It really was award-winning, literally. Anyway, the apartment manager notified Chad that his apartment was going to be the model going forward. Chad was not happy with this development. Strangers moving through his personal areas, going through his things, possibly stealing things? Unacceptable. The apartment manager was quick to mention that this was a part of Chad's lease.
There's no way.
Suddenly,
gotta read that lease, man.
An idea occurred to Chad. Are you allowed to move or cover up anything in my apartment? No, sir. We're not allowed to touch, move, rearrange, or cover up anything. He goes, thank you. Chad put up every piece of male erotica he possessed, and he even bought some more. Posters, figurines, serious art, even a pile of magazines found out on the coffee table like some kind of doctor's office. Chad called the rental office and warned them against bringing anyone in this apartment that was a child or squeamish about subject matter.
Good move.
The rental office immediately sent over one of their maintenance men to confirm. Check and mate.
Who just Chad. Owns...
male erotica?
Well, not even just male erotica, just erotica.
In the
year, people that aren't
in the year of our Lord 2021.
I just think it's weird. I mean, I guess it can be art, but I feel like this is only like ultra rich people and like heavy cocaine users that have like like a golden bust of the male figure.
I mean,
is that what you're imagining this guy put out?
Yeah.
Was like a bunch of Davids?
Yeah. Yeah, like Davids and then like actual like art. You know, I always make the joke that all paintings just look like vaginas, but this would be like flowers, but they only look like penises instead.
Yeah. So they're like corn dog weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The corn dog.
I don't know. What are they called?
Cattails?
Tying it back together.
Sure. I call them corn dog weeds because they taste like shit. I think what he, I imagine it's like sex toys and stuff was what he put out. And then he ordered like more stuff to really embellish it.
Okay. I think you're wrong, but I think this guy has a taste in designing. So I don't think it's just going to be sex toys. It's going to be cool art. It's going to be cool shit. It's going to be slick stuff.
Like
neat stuff.
Like the fat. What's the like the symbol of like fertility? From whatever culture, which is like the round lady that's like that. But dicks.
Yeah.
Like stuff from like 2000 BC.
Yeah, just.
But it's just like the first dildo.
Ginormous phallic shaped object.
Yeah. I used to know what that was called. That was like the first thing we discussed in my art history class.
Idol of fertility or something.
Probably.
Now, this is a classic example of someone being in the right, but being so unlikable and douchey that I'm not going to say it. But it almost makes me want to root for a landlord. And how dare I speak those words?
Gross, Joshua.
Erica, this might behoove you. Did you show her the cartnarks?
No.
So, there's this
Sounds
channel.
Sounds like a made-up word.
So there's.
It took me so long to process, because I was like, that wasn't a word. Because
you didn't read it out loud?
Yeah, I think so.
So, it's kind of blown up. It was created in February of last year. It's now got 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. And it's this guy, Erica. Now, you brought up on a previous episode many moons ago that it's your hurt take, I think, was you fucking hate when people leave carts out in shopping center, like, parking lots, right? So this dude...
You're just automatically a bad person if you leave your cart out.
So that's what this dude's doing. This guy thinks that. And so his video...
You might get along with him.
Is he just has a camera, and then he has a megaphone. And I think the camera's strapped because he holds a megaphone, and then he'll, like, point at people. And, like, so when he sees people leaving their cart out, he just starts taking off, just...
Chases them down.
And just blowing in the megaphone, like, hey, hey, hey. And, like, they're just squealing out because, like...
They obviously know they were in the wrong.
Well, all the comments are like, well, they clearly know they're in the wrong. Look how fast they're driving away. And it's like, or a fucking 29-year-old dude's fucking sprinting at you in the parking lot.
But it can't be that.
I saw that first video and it was the car driving. And I was like, this is pretty funny. This is a good, funny idea. Because I thought that's all it was going to be, is like not really fucking with people, but kind of making them feel a little bit bad. Because they know that they left their card out.
You should know.
But the dude is so unlikable to me. Like the one video I saw where he like confronts those two women. They were getting in a big SUV and they sort of just like put the cart behind their car and drove off. And he's like, oh. There's the rack right there, and they didn't take it. And so he starts fucking sprinting over at these women on his megaphone, like yelling at them. And they're like rolling down the window like this much. And he's just like, yeah, you got to put that car away. And they're like, okay, like I'll put it away. And like, they're clearly fucking scared.
Yeah.
Because there's this psycho dude yelling at them. So that's how I equate this. Is like, and I looked it up. The dude's like a fucking morning radio host, like shock jockey, and that's how he started the channel. Is like he was doing a segment for his radio show, and I was like, that makes so much fucking sense.
It just seems like it's an entirely wrong way to go about that.
Yeah, anyways.
It's like the amount of energy it takes you to chase down a car, you can just go fucking push the car yourself. I understand, like, it's not getting the message across.
Yeah,
but maybe other people see you and be like, hey, maybe I won't be a dickhead and I'll push a cart back to the corral.
Well, it's like his point clearly isn't to teach them their lesson because he's filming it and putting it on the internet. The point is for him to make a scene and like cause a commotion.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's what this person is, where it's like, yeah, like if you're going to take pride and like do all this work and then like make a nice apartment and then you signed a lease that says like, hey, we might be able to show off your shit if we want. Shitty lease. Don't get me wrong. Shitty fucking lease. But like, I want to be on your side so bad.
But that's how it was. Like,
you fucking suck, dude.
When I lived in that shitty house in Carbondale, I mean, it's a house. So, like, if he wants people to rent it after us, he's got to show it to somebody. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I get it, but it still sucked. Mm-hmm. Also, the people that, like, when we went into that house to view it, it's a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total shit show. It was real bad. They left it in a really bad spot. Anyway. But we cleaned that shit up. We had cute stuff in there. And I guarantee you he only rented that place again because we made it look so cute. You're welcome.
Guarantee it.
You're welcome, Gary.
Yeah,
Gary,
bitch.
I think that was his name.
Dox him.
It was something like that.
Where do you live? What was the address?
Gary was a bitch.
What did you address your checks to?
I don't remember his address, but I remember Gary, the address of the house.
Bitch. What, you remember his house?
No, I don't remember his address. I remember the address of my house.
Ah.
I think.
We don't need
123 Cute Street.
Hey. Hello.
On the corner of Cute and Rent Me Lane.
Break time?
Guys, I'm pretty upset. I made the joke about the cart corral, and then I said golden or otherwise.
I completely missed that.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. So could you guys laugh? Edit now, please.
That's very good.
So good.
Now that we had a good
honestly,
joke.
Honestly, you've given so many. It's like you've had a buffet of jokes for us to consume.
Fuck,
Jimmy,
dude.
Or otherwise.
And I'm so stuffed on that buffet, I need to go take a little break.
All right. Guys. We'll be back after these non-messages.
What if this is the episode we get sponsored on, though? Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back to this half of the podcast, where we talk about stuff. One of those stuffs being our circle jerge.
Wait, before we get into the circle jerge,
okay.
My mom called us right before we went on break.
Okay.
And I like made me a little nervous because I was like, oh, she knows I'm recording the pod. Like something must have happened. Like something bad happened.
She knows this is the pod block.
She knows. Every Friday night we record the pod.
We block it out.
Yeah. And she just wanted to make sure that I knew that my sister doesn't know how to pronounce the word ladle. Like, you know, like the
She say ladle?
She says ladle.
Fucking
idiot. She says, yeah, you gotta get the ladle on it.
Dumb, stupid fucking idiot.
I was like, what? The ladle. Bitch, do you mean ladle?
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it makes sense if you've ever only read it. I mean, it's wild to go 18 years and never heard the word ladle, but.
Toby, you're dumb.
Ouch.
Moving on.
Hot take.
I mean, I love her, but like, bitch, you dumb. Go on.
Oh, wow.
Circle jerge?
Circle jerge. Of course, circle jerge being where we take a break normally from Reddit and try to jerge around the circle. What do we got, Christian?
Are you going to jerge us?
Yeah, this week I decided. You know what? I'd take a deep dive into your personalities, judge it that way. Josh looked through my Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Make me feel bad.
I didn't make you feel bad. You literally the next day started firing off tweets like you had a fucking good Twitter account or something. I gassed you up for 29 minutes straight.
Yeah. It felt good.
You tweeted at 8:30 in the morning like you learned nothing. That's not an optimal time to send out a tweet.
And you're right, because I think I got. Two likes. So I decided to take a personality test just for all of us. I figured I know you guys well enough.
Okay.
I can take the test for you.
Like a Myers-Briggs, or
yeah, I decided to take the Myers-Briggs test.
Okay.
For people that don't know,
Myers-Briggs is astrology for people with bachelor degrees.
Pretty much. Here's a little information on it. Basically,
it's a test. Itself.
It's a test to assign people into four different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Each person gets one of these four categories. There's introvert versus extrovert,
mm-hmm.
sensing versus intuition,
okay.
thinking versus feeling,
okay.
and perceiving versus judging.
Oh, ooh, boy. Wow. If we're not all J's, we're quitting the pod.
And so I decided to do like a little bit of research, see how people feel about this. This comes from the Wikipedia page for the Myers-Briggs test.
Okay.
Independent sources have called this test little more than a Chinese fortune cookie and pretty much meaningless.
Yeah.
One of the worst personality tests in existence.
Yeah.
And a fad that just won't die.
Yeah.
So I figure this is probably a pretty good test.
Perfect.
To determine
It's us. Just astrology, man. That's mm-hmm. all it is. Yeah, it's, I'm an INFJ rising, actually.
How did you... That was so close.
Is judging in retrograde?
Who wants to go first?
Me. Okay. I want to go first.
I took the test for Erica. I know her like the back of my hand.
As you should.
She got an ESFJ. So that's extrovert, sensing, feeling, and judging.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty accurate.
This subset is considered the council. I don't know what that really means. I didn't decide to Google that word. CONSUL.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the console. Yeah, yeah. Like you're consoling somebody.
Ah, that makes more sense.
All right, man.
No.
I was consoling him.
No.
Huh?
Like counsel. Like you come to me for counsel.
That's CONCIL.
See, that's what I thought. And then I was like,
CONSUL is consoling.
No, it's not. That's OLE.
Huh.
Hey, man, I didn't look it up either, we all don't know.
We should add a fifth letter that's smarter dumbass.
There is. It's so crazy you bring that up, because there is a fifth letter nowadays. There's T and A, so.
Tits and ass, yeah.
Yeah, it's if you're either a tit if you're man tits or an ass man.
Council is an official appointed by a government to live in a foreign city and protect and promote the government's citizens.
You do work for the government, so
that does make sense.
That makes sense.
So here's a little breakdown of the council. you're people focused, enjoying asking.
Hang on. CONSOLE is also like a gaming console.
Mm-hmm.
This sucks, man. English is so bad. Continue.
Your people focus, enjoy taking part in the social community. And here's a quote. Gossip is their bread and butter. So yeah. I felt like that's pretty fitting.
That is very true.
Yeah, that sounds right. Ricky, so I'm an ESFJ. ESFJ.
And then
write that down.
Ricky goes wild for gas.
Here's a couple of your strengths and weaknesses.
Girl, you want to hear the gossip I got today? It involved the FBI.
Oh, shit. I don't think you can legally tell us that.
Here's some of your strengths, Erica. You're sensitive and warm and good at connecting with others.
Yes, I am.
But here's your weaknesses.
I don't have any.
Vulnerable to criticism.
That's so funny.
What? No.
I don't have any.
Too selfless.
Too selfless?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm...
Like you care too much about others.
You like consoling people, yeah.
And then, I don't know where they got this one from, but often too needy.
Never needed anyone in my life, ever.
Yep. That's totally true. That's so
fucking
accurate.
Spot on.
That is spot on. But
you're also you're a tits person.
Yeah, what's the TNA?
You're an ESFJT for tits.
Is that really what it says? I prefer tits over ass.
Yeah.
That's so accurate, though.
Is that really what the last?
No, it's oh, it's yeah. Like
teeth or anus. Yeah.
Teeth.
It's like assertive or timidness or something like that.
Oh, okay. So you're assertive.
So it's saying that I'm timid.
Yeah, you're more timid than assertive.
What? That's like how, the only thing.
How assertive do you think you actually are?
If it's me defending myself, not at all whatsoever.
And that's how you would have answered this quiz. Here's some other ESFJs for you. Taylor Swift, bringing her back up. It's like full
hey
circle
girl,
here.
Are you best friends?
Steve Harvey.
Okay.
This one's a little out of left field. Cersei Lannister.
What?
Yeah. You can get
and she's a tit. She's a tits man.
Yeah, she's. Yeah.
All right.
Then here's one just for you, Ricky.
Shame.
Dean Winchester.
Who's that?
It's
excuse
a
you.
Main character from the
Riverdale
TV show
excuse
Supernatural.
You.
Supernatural. Gotcha.
Joshua, we have been friends for how long, and you don't know who Dean Winchester is?
You don't know Jean Winchester? How do you pronounce the
guys,
Worcestershire?
I'm looking for a good number for a divorce lawyer.
This is. Judges get divorced too.
The electric boogaloo, baby.
Let's go on to Josh.
Okay.
Josh, he's got an ESTJA.
You think I'm an extrovert?
You're an extrovert. Sensing.
Okay.
What are the other ones? Thinking and judging.
So when I said INFJ earlier, I was just completely wrong.
You're pretty close to me.
So ESFJ.
You're ESTJ.
Okay. Max or
Angel an ass person. This subset's
are you an
called
ass man?
Definitely. Yeah. This person's
that's fair.
The subset's called the executive. Emphatically follow your own moral, sensible judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say that's true of me now.
You think you're always right, and I would say, yeah, that makes sense.
That's pretty true. I'd say that was true of me now and also before.
But
and also in between that.
Yeah. So
does that make sense?
Here's your strengths. You're direct and honest, strong-willed, and organized.
Okay.
Do those sound pretty accurate?
Relatively.
About as accurate as a fortune cookie?
Yeah. I'd say the only one that I teeter on is organized.
Yeah. I mean,
you're more organized than Christian.
And that's exactly how I felt when I was like, is he organized? I was like... Compared to me, he's like...
Yeah, I upload the podcast clips on time.
Yikes.
Roasted.
Ouchie. Here's some weaknesses. Stubborn.
Yeah.
Difficult to relax.
No.
And very judgmental.
I would say difficult to relax is the only one that's wrong. Because I get
know,
so upset at like other people who are always wound up. And I'm just like, I just can't imagine some people sitting home and chilling in a lazy boy. You know what I mean?
It's wild because you're a fucking uptight asshole to me. Judgmental.
No. Okay.
Here's some of your colleagues as an EST TJ.
Okay, can I guess?
Yeah.
No, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay.
Bam Margera.
Yeah.
And Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay, you got one of them right.
Did I really?
No, you're a fucking idiot.
I was so like, hell yeah, you got one right.
Judge Judy.
Oh, ooh. God damn it.
Wow.
Judge Judy.
Sucks.
She's an honorary judgy. She's got judge in her name.
No, you're in the likes of a ton of cool people here. John D. Rockefeller.
Who?
The original fucking oligarch.
He was the richest man in America back in like...
Adjusted for inflation, he's the richest person ever to have lived.
Yeah.
He was a railroad. No, he was an oil guy. And used all of his political power to like pretty much set America's laws. But he gets taught in our history books as being like this big philanthropist, because it's like he gave away the equivalent of like hundreds of billions of dollars, but he was just so absorbently wealthy that it was like fucking chump change, and he also used a lot more money to just fuck everything over.
Yeah, he was like Bezos, but he spent his money and he used it only to make his life better.
That's the only thing is like, at least he spent the money, which puts it back into circulation.
Here's another cool guy
back then
for
they didn't
you.
Have crypto.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Oh,
I
maybe.
Heard he was a cool guy. He pulled out his dick a couple times.
He only had his superior fucking assassinated. Is that what you were talking to the FBI about?
Guess you'll never find out.
Another cool dude here. Cool dude alert.
Any whammon in there?
Nope. Dwight Schrute.
Judge
from the
Judy.
Office.
Oh, literally.
No. Oops. Dwight Schrute, everyone's favorite character.
Yeah. For being just complete fucking dickhead. And Boromir from The Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Okay.
Like he ended
the
up
the worst
being
one.
I don't remember. Wait, was Boromir
he's
not the one who
he's
dies?
The
ones
that dies.
Okay, yeah. Fucking I mean, Ned Stark.
Yeah, he fucking sucked all the way until the very end. You know that, right?
Yeah, but he went down
so
swinging.
So he was the worst one?
Yeah, he was the worst one.
I fucking know Lord of the Rings.
At least he went down swinging.
And then there's sweet baby boy Christian.
I'm pretty upset.
Oh, about how accurate it was that you're just a piece of shit?
I just feel like I hold nothing in common with any of those characters or people. Like, give me a Steve Harvey. Like, I would have taken Neil deGrasse because I hate Neil deGrasse, but I understand why I might be like him.
Why don't you like Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Because he's arrogant.
But he's so smart That's and cool and
how you're almost like him. Yeah, none of the rest of the stuff. You're not sweet, cool, or knowledgeable. And here's sweet baby boy Christian. I'm an INFP-T.
Uh-oh.
Tits man.
Tits man.
Wait, I was Christian. Assertive?
Yeah. Christian. Tits man.
Fuck. Tits man.
My subgroup is called the Mediator. Mm. This is a very rare personality.
Okay.
You tend to...
This is the coolest personality. You have the most swag.
They brought it up multiple times about like how rare and unique this personality is. I was like, it doesn't feel right.
But you actually take the quiz, or did you just pick which one you thought?
No, I took the quiz. I did the quiz for me, and I was like, I'll just do it for all of us. Why am I going to waste time?
Of course, this was at work.
Shut the fuck up.
Got to make money off the podcast somehow, baby.
You tend to be quiet, open-minded, and apply a creative approach to everything you do. I'm like, oh my god, I do.
You're not very creative.
That would be my one thing.
What?
The other two definitely apply, but you're not very creative.
What? You guys are just goofing on me because this is a comedy podcast, right?
Just straight up goofing.
It's just a little goof. I get it. I'm not thin-skinned or anything.
Weaknesses. Thin-skinned. Or anything.
Strengths. Generous. Passionate, creative, again, I guess I am creative. Mm. The website says I am.
Christian, you literally talk about how you suffer from not having an imagination.
Shut the fuck up, Josh. I'm creative in other ways. Weaknesses. Conflict adverse. I would agree with that. Impractical.
Like you want to get away from conflict.
Yeah, okay, I don't try to argue at all. Mm-hmm. Impractical.
Okay.
I'd say I'm impractical. I just am a fucking idiot about everything. Self-critical.
Yeah.
Over-idealistic.
Okay.
Do you guys think that's true? Because I think I'm very creative. Do you think I'm being over idealistic when I say that I'm the most creative out of this group?
That's pretty funny.
Here's some other INFPs.
It's gonna be cool, people. Don't you even fucking say Will Forte. Don't you even fucking say Will Forte. You're gonna give me Judge fucking Judy. You're gonna get Will Forte. Are you kidding me? They just wanted to fucking shit on me. There had to have been one cool person who was my personality type. Give me Kirsten Schaal. Let me star alongside.
William Shakespeare.
It wasn't Will Forte.
No, it wasn't Will Forte. That was a bold...
You wouldn't...
William fucking Shakespeare.
William Fat Daddy Shakespeare.
Julia Roberts.
Okay.
Then here we kind of start to go off the rails a little bit.
Oh, Bjork. No.
Okay.
William Wordsworth.
Wait, who's York?
Bjork.
Bjork. Oh, Bjork. Okay.
Who's William Wordsworth? Is that William Shakespeare's pen name?
Well, this is what I have written down. So I have William Shakespeare, Julia Roberts, Bjork, and then I have William Wordsworth.
Yeah.
Like four people from Lord of the Rings, three of them are elves, and then Frodo. Who the fuck are these people? I don't know, but we're rare.
Frodo also sucks, though.
Yeah.
Who's worse, Frodo or Boromir?
Frodo sucks so much worse.
Yeah.
But the fact that I had four real people, and then it literally just went to fictional characters, and they're just all just like elves from Lord of the Rings. It's just
and like elves you didn't recognize?
Well, it was like Galadriel and Eowyn or whatever.
But did you recognize them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, for you to not recognize him as a big Lord of the Rings fan, that's kind of crazy.
No, but I was just like...
To Judge Judy really quick, because like, I think you're giving her a bad rap when all I've heard about Judge Judy is that she's just like the nicest, most sincere person you'd ever meet.
Yeah, we have a friend.
Thank you, Erica.
Friend who has a relative that worked on the Judge Judy set and says, yeah, she's...
My issue is more with the entire concept of the show.
And that we didn't come up with it first.
You have to settle out before you go on it, and it fucks over people.
Mm.
So it's not like even Judge Judy's thing. It's just like all those court shows are just fucking garbage.
I mean, it's reality TV, so yes.
And I don't know if you guys want to look at your phones real quick. I sent you a quick link.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Just to see how close I was to your personality test. I gave you a quick...
Now, was I supposed to get this?
I also didn't get it.
It didn't go through?
Sprint.
Okay, well, here. Erica, you just...
Well, we can just cut if you want to take a second.
Oh, it's four questions, so it should be quick and easy.
Oh, so we're going to take it ourselves and see if we get the same thing?
Yeah. See how accurate I was.
It's only four questions?
Yeah.
One for I.
Yeah, it's one for each letter. So here's the problem with this is you guys could throw me a curveball and I'm fucked. I'm so fucked.
Oh, you took this quiz. This is a different thing than the Myers-Briggs?
Yeah. Well, this is Myers-Briggs, but this is a very simplified. Okay. This is only one question for each letter. The other one was like,
it's like 50.
40 questions.
Yeah.
But this one is, as soon as I took it, I was like, I ended up being the same thing. But I was like, there's no way they're going to end up being the same. When I can't have seven levels of like yes or no's.
What was mine? It was E.
Your
E-S-T-J.
J. What'd you get?
ESFJ.
Wow.
Spot on.
Yes, I know my wife,
okay,
guys.
Listen, that site took out some really fucking shit ESTJs. We also got George W. Okay. Andrew Jackson. Grover Cleveland. William Henry Harrison. James Monroe, a lot of fucking presidents.
Oh, I
garbage.
Did leave James Monroe off there because I saw
Why
Lyndon
are you saying
B. Johnson.
Like Monroe?
Monroe, whatever.
Monroe.
Monroe.
If you just click the letters, if you click the answers, I'll update it.
Okay. Are you guys going to vamp or is it going to be?
Oh, no. So how impressed are you that I got your shit right?
I mean, I would be very disappointed in you if you didn't get it right.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand this question. Choose the dialogue that you identify more with. Why do they never say what they really think? Well, I'm not sure about...
Yeah.
There's a thought bubble and there's a word bubble.
What word bubble are you agreeing with? There's only one answer for you there.
Oh.
So just so you know, I have a mod downloaded for my Sims 4 game that gives people
that
the Myers-Briggs personalities.
Now you're going to have to apply this to all your characters?
No, it does it automatically based on like the traits that you pick for them.
Okay. I didn't realize that the Sims mod community so into Jungian philosophy.
The Sims mod community is just into everything.
Okay.
For all you Simmers out there, it's called a Slice of Life mod. It's pretty good.
How close was I?
Well, I got ENTJ.
What was your original?
ESTJ. But the N one. What is it, the art? Yeah, picture? It's art, and they both fucking suck.
When I took that test, and as soon as I looked at it, I went, Josh is gonna not want either of these choices.
All right, let's look up ENTJ famous people. Jim Carrey, Harrison Ford, David Letterman, Whoopi Goldberg, Al Gore. I'm ENTJ.
I'm so glad you got the other one.
What a stark difference between S and N. It's like every shitty male, white male president, or like the other ones, like
famous actors, like
Jim Carrey, yeah. Al Gore, the one who got away.
All right. That's so funny.
Well, that was a fucking trip.
I mean, it makes sense because you do just fucking suck.
Yeah. I have been described as the George W. Bush of our friendship, of our friend group.
Yeah.
Definitely. You're always just someone dropping you'd love. Bombs. What?
I'm dropping bombs, but really it's my subordinates that are really doing all the big work, and I'd be a cool guy like you'd want to grab a beer with, but probably shouldn't be in charge of anything.
Yeah.
And from Texas.
Oof.
That's the worst one.
Also an ass guy. George W., big
famously,
ass guy.
Famously. Have you seen Barbara?
She got a donk on her.
She got a fucking dump truck in the back.
All right. I got to go back to Reddit real quick.
Let's just say not the only place Bush is in her last name.
Oh, shit.
And I ain't talking about baked beans.
Oh, shit.
All right, boys. So
what do you got for us?
I got a new subreddit.
Whoop.
This one. Oh, I think we've already talked about it, but r/Tinder. Is that
new?
I
don't think we ever talked about it directly.
All right. So basically, thank you, Joshua.
Mm-hmm. Don't, I'll edit it out. It's just meant to be a whoop.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Thank you, Joshua. Wonderful. So r/Tinder is just screenshots that of either like conversations between two people on Tinder or like a Tinder profile. So this first one is for Jessica. Okay, she's okay. Cute.
Young, blonde, white lady.
Her little biography right here.
Mm-hmm. Erica showing off all of her familiarity with Tinder.
Yeah. So she's into running and baking. She's a cat lover. She does CrossFit. She cooks.
Left.
Ideal woman, right?
Instant left.
It was left good or bad?
Bad.
Why?
Yeah, instant left.
Everything about that is just not ENTJ material.
ESPN, yes.
She's a liar. It all is saying that she's a liar. She's very shallow. She's giving you very shallow, artificial answers.
Okay.
I would know this because I'm in INFP.
I honestly thought you were about to say, because I'm on Tinder, and I was going to be like,
I'm on Tinder. Well, as a
creative, I'm just there for the creative mojo.
Shut the fuck up. She is looking for a man. Mm-hmm. Or woman.
Okay.
Who is right. Orphaned and is a billionaire. They must also be okay. Anti-prenup because prenups are anti-love.
That's true.
Good life insurance policies are super sexy. Hard eyes emoji. I prefer someone smaller than me, but I'm not very picky.
How tall is she?
Doesn't say.
Five.
Like
five.
Small enough to smother in their sleep? Or
I definitely thought she was like looking for Batman there when it opened up with orphaned billionaire. I was like, she's just trying to marry Batman?
All right.
I mean, technically, what constitutes being an orphan? Like
no parents.
So, like, is Jeff Bezos an orphan because his parents are dead?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
If you don't have parents, you're an orphan.
I just assumed it's when you grew up without parents.
Oh.
So, like, if I
don't know. I make shit up all the time.
If
so.
I'm 63 and my parents I'm actually both the kick the bucket, one. I could just go to an orphanage and, like, beg for some bread or some shit.
Yeah. Moving on. Kyle, 24, is an assistant coach. He's a gamer, loves soccer and festivals. Okay. He's super into music and museums.
I'm super into Kyle.
Is he Hello, kid? Ladies. Look at the last guy you matched. Now back to me.
Oh, God, he's doing an Old Spice bit.
Now back to the last guy you matched. Now back to me.
You know what's crazy is that he accidentally got swiped because he was like, look at the last guy, and he swiped, and then he's like, fuck.
Sadly, he isn't me, but if he stopped leaving his bio blank and had better pictures, he could be like me. Look down. Back up. God, where are you? Sucks. You're on Tinder with the man of your dreams. What's in your hand? Back to me. I have it. It's a pizza with your favorite toppings on it. Look again. The pizza's now your favorite dog. Anything's possible with when you match with me on Tinder. He's
going to buy them a dog on the first date?
Oh, not even on the first date. Matching with them. Mm-hmm. Match with this man, you get a pizza and a dog. Both with your favorite toppings.
I take it back. I fucking hate Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
But like 16-year-old Christian would be like, oh, dude, Old Spice, bro. That's fucking funny.
And then the very next one that I found was the same thing, but a girl, from a girl's point of view. Sadly, she isn't me. But if she had a cute dog, a hot tub, and is a goofball, she could be like me.
She went out with Kyle one time, got all that, and was like, all right, now I got...
It's brilliant.
My ex and I broke up after 3 weeks, right after he gifted me my fourth hot tub.
And she says, look down, back up, where are you? You're on Tinder looking at the girl of your dreams.
God. Listen, guys, I know you guys don't have experience with dating apps. Dating apps fucking suck.
Uh-huh.
They bring out the worst in people, and it hurts to look at them. Like, my coworker was on Tinder, and we'd be looking at, like, for guys for her. And
for you. Don't judge.
That's fair. I mean, I was in a relationship at the time, but that's fair.
Could be in a better one.
If there's a Kyle out there, it's giving me dogs and pizza. But it became a running joke of, like, I mean, and this is a common trope, but so many guys have pictures with fish their dating profiles. Come on,
in rural Illinois? Absolutely.
Well, and like, she lives up closer towards Chicago, so it's even in the city.
In the suburbs.
But it's so funny, because like, we would always talk shit about it, and then the person that she ended up dating had a fucking fish picture in her profile, fish all the time.
How the mighty she loves fallen.
Fishing. I mean, yeah, fishing's a good time.
Incorrect. But it's just so funny to me. Like,
absolutely incorrect.
A big trend that I saw for girls was like using Snapchat filters,
mm-hmm.
which is just like, that's crazy to me.
It's a bold move to
a bold fucking
obscure
move.
Your...
Not even that, but like, I mean, yeah, it's part. It just seems like maybe this is because I'm an ENTJ, but I find that like unprofessional almost.
Unprofessional.
Yeah. And like maybe have one of them, but to have like a slew of five pics and they all have the fucking bear ears on them, a Snapchat filter that hasn't been available for 16 fucking years. Continue, Erica.
All right, so this one is a screenshot of a message. The girl messaged first. She says, hey. And then like 8 hours later, the guy messages and he goes, hey, I do believe the man should approach first and show interest in the woman he likes. This is going to be always the role of a man, even if it's 2021 or 1790. I do not believe a woman should lead this, so I think we should not continue talking. Good luck.
Amen, brother.
That was Lyndon B. Johnson right there. That's the funniest part about this stuff too, is guys will like always bitch about like girls don't message first, and if they do message, it's just like one word, and then when they do message first, then they get pissed that they message first. And like, oh, a little forward, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. This one is another profile. No name, no picture, really. Bio says, what similarities are there between a 9-volt battery and my asshole?
If you lick them, you'll get shocked.
You know you shouldn't lick it, but you do anyways.
Hell yeah, brother.
On our first date, I will carve our initials into a tree. It's the most romantic way of letting you know I have a knife.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that on Tumblr.
Threatening. That quote. I'm into that.
That's another thing you get a lot on those things is just copy-pasted sentences.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's hard to be as creative, you know, as somebody that's like an INFJ.
That's not what you are.
Fucking I. An INFP, like me.
T.
You know, the creatives in the world.
Here's another message. Can I treat you like a snowstorm, give you 6 to 9 inches, and make it mildly inconvenient for you to walk and leave such a mushy mess afterwards?
Oh.
LOL, please don't hate me.
Already do, bud.
And she says,
hate them so much.
Should have hedged your bets sooner.
Ha 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 ha. As long as you don't leave me cold and dead on the side of the road.
That's bad.
Then he goes, what the fuck?
No, what the fuck? She says,
yeah.
Snowstorms can be unpredictable. Accidents happen.
I mean, kudos to her. He should have played along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, if she threw him a fucking... She threw him a bone there.
Yeah, she went along with his stupid fucking opening line.
Mm-hmm.
This dude fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Do you have more, Erica? Because there's something that I... That
no, that's all the Tinder ones I have.
I'm going to look up something real quick. So I found a new subreddit.
Wow. Whoop.
Excuse you, on my episode?
It's just real quick, because I don't know how I could put it into a...
Real quick.
I don't know how I could put it into like my own episode, because I'm not going to be able to find more of them. But there's a subreddit called r/pickuplines. And there's got to be a bunch of shit in here that's bad, but this is the only one that I could find that was like fucking hilariously bad. Not safe for work for sure was the name of the post. Hey girl, you need to knock on wood. Well, I got a better idea. Why don't you suck on my nice long wood and have some glue come out?
Oh my God.
So I think that would be a good Tinder opening line.
I don't think it would.
Suck on my wood and have some glue come out. No. Elmer's.
Or otherwise.
Yeah.
I prefer Gorilla when I'm gluing wood products together.
I mean, you can get Elmer's wood glue.
I believe they have a superior product.
That's fair.
Such as my glue is a superior product. Because I'm an INFP.
And that makes your cum better? Yes. More virulent?
Yeah. Cool. We're kind of rare like
okay.
that.
Okay.
It's a very rare personality.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Because you're very fertile. The F stands for fertile.
Yes. That is true.
And the J stands for glue. And the T stands
the J.
for tasty.
I feel like there is a J word that, you know, is being alluded to using the word glue there.
Jizz.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And if that makes sense to you guys, why don't you go ahead and like our video, subscribe, share the podcast with your friends, and why don't you hop on over to our social medias?
And I can tell you where those are at. I'll hop on this bandwagon. You can like us and follow us and tweet at us and all that social media jargon stuff at Judgy's Pod on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and TikTok.
Wow. So many options to consume Judgy's content.
There is exclusive TikTok content on TikTok currently.
Go check it out. We've got like 100,000 views or something.
It's amazing.
So
famously, I berated Christian for tearing pants, and then I tore my pants as we were about to record, and that is
very
on
funny.
TikTok, if you want to see the reaction.
It was a good time. You know this is a good time? Leaving reviews. I know we have a lot of people
out
there
the
listening,
other day, but I'll double check
really listening on their iPhones. So just go to the Apple Store podcast app and go leave us a little 5-star review. Embarrassing. Leave us a 5-star review. It'd make me feel real good. And I need that serotonin, guys.
It fuels your creativity.
Yeah.
The less comments we get, the less creative we get.
Yeah, the creativity just drops.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just got so much, but I could definitely use more creativity.
If we don't get enough 5-star comments, then our show will no longer be dope. I mean, what do we got? Anything?
Nope, nothing
okay,
new.
Well, in that case, guys, see you next time.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
The judges love you.